Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 3, and for today's reading, we will read the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. In those days John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming, clear the road for him." John's clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food he ate locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from all of Judea and all over the Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptize, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed, "who warned you to flee the coming wrath? Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, 'We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham.' That means nothing, for I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into his barn but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. John the Baptist was quite a character. He was conceived miraculously, the son of a priest, and a relative of Jesus, see for further study Luke 1. When he was born, his parents were quite old. They probably died while he was still young. John the Baptist lived in the desert, wore itchy camel's hair clothing, and ate locusts. John was willing to be extreme for God. He did not live like those around him. Fighting with swords like the Zealots, hiding in the hills like the Essenes, playing politics like the Sadducees, shunning people like the Pharisees, or just trying to get by like everyone else. Instead, he told people the truth in a bold and direct way, which gave people hope. John was not afraid of the consequences, and he was not concerned about your background or who your family was. What mattered was your choices with God. John baptized people as a way of preparing people for the Messiah and as a sign of repentance. It is only in repentance that we discover who we are. It is only in dying to our selfishness that we find our true worth. John the Baptist preached repentance, which means turning from the wrong way and making a decision to come back to the true way of God. Jesus chose to get baptized by John, even though he never sinned and did not need to repent. He set an example for us. Many want to follow Christ without repentance. It doesn't work. Jesus calls his followers to die to themselves because it is the only way to life, which later on in Matthew, it is written in chapter 16 verses 24 through 25. Repent and follow the way of Christ, finding your true self and eternal worth in the hands of the Father. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Are you willing to be bold for Jesus? What would that look like in your life? What are some areas of your life that need repentance? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.